Before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 7.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین لوقا فصل 7.
Yeah, so we're going to the Gospel of Luke. And today we'll have the story of the Roman centurion.
در مورد اون داستان افسر رومی صحبت
می‌کنیم. Yeah, and the centurion was a commander of the Roman army.
و اون فرد یکی از فرمانروا یکی از در حقیقت مسئولان ارتش
And he would have about 100 people under him.
در حقیقت 100 نفر زیر دستش بودن.
And it's interesting when you look up centurions in the Bible.
وقتی نگاه می‌کنی به کسایی که مسئولیت یوزباش باشن.
You'll see they're never in a negative daylight. Yeah, they will never be in a negative daylight.
هیچ وقت اونها رو زیر چیز منفی نمیگیره.
It's either positive or just neutral.
یا مثبت یا معلوم نیست. نه بد نه خوبه.
Let me show you some of the places where this comes up. Go to Matthew 27.
جایی که در مورد سردار صحبت می‌کنه.
And this is a story about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
27 آیه 54.
And 27, Matthew 27 verse 54 says, Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly saying, Truly this was the Son of God.
اما یوزباشی و رفقایش که عیسی را نگاهبانی می‌کردند چون زلزله و این وقایع را دیدن بی‌نهایت ترسان شده گفتند
Yeah, so the people, including the centurion, declares, "Hey, this is the Son of God. This is something special that happened here." Go to Luke 23, where we actually have a centurion glorify God. Luke 23, verse 47. Now, when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly, this was a righteous man."
اما یوزباشی چون این ماجرا را دید خدا را تمجید کرده گفت در حقیقت این مرد صالح بود.
Go to Acts 10.
اعمال رسولان فصل 10.
Acts 10 verses 22.
22.
And they said Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feared God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee.
گفتند کورنیلیوس یوزباشی مرد صالح و خداترس و نزد تمامی ملت یهود نیکنام از فرشته مقدس الهام یافت که تو را به خانه خود بطلب و کلام تو را بشنود.
Yeah, so he's even named by name here.
نام یوزباش معرفی شده مرد صالح.
God sends him personally an angel.
و خداوند براش یه فرشته مقدس میفرسته.
And later when we come back to the story.
برمیگردیم به اون داستان.
Peter is going to go to this guy and give him the good news.
و پتروس قراره بره به سمت اون طرف و پیام خوش رو بگه.
Yeah, and positive mention. Go to Acts 27.
اعمال رسولان 27 مثبت بوده.
And this is also a
story
named by name, Julius.
اینجا هم نام میبره. And read verses 42-43.
And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners. Lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim could cast themselves first into the sea and get to land.
آنگاه سپاهیان قصد قتل زندانیان کردند که مبادا کسی شنا کرده بگریزد. اما یوزباشی چون خواست خلوص را برهاند ایشان را از این قصد باز داشت و فرمود تا هر که میتواند شنا کند نخست خویشتن را به دریا انداخته به ساحل رساند.
Yeah, so it wasn't a centurion here that saved the life of Paul.
Yeah, so
we'll see that centurions are not ill-spoken of in the Bible. Actually, some of them have great character. And they will also hold for the centurion we're going to look at in Luke 7.
Yeah, we're
going to learn something from his life.
Now,
before I want to go there,
قبل از اینکه به ادامه اون بریم
I want to shortly make a remark
میخوام بهتون یه اشاره بکنم
about synagogues
در مورد کنیسه
because as we will see this centurion in Luke 7
که این یوزباش در لوقا فصل 7
it built a synagogue for the Jews
کنیسه ای ساخته بود برای یهودیا
now the thing with synagogues is if you read it through the Bible
کنیسه چی بوده تو کتاب مقدس
the more you get to the end
هرچه به آخرش برسیم.
The more negative it is spoken about.
از اول کتاب مقدس کلیسه خوب آخرش که میرسه منفی‌تر میشه. و یه اعلام خلاصه میخوام بهتون بدم.
Let me start to give you a positive mention of a synagogue.
اولین صفت خوبی که در مورد کلیسه گفته شده.
Go to Psalm 74 verse 8.
مزمور 47.
74 verse 8.
مزمور 74 آیه 8.
They set in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land.
در دل خیش گفتند آنان را به تمامی زیر سلطه خود خواهیم داشت. از همه ملاقاتگاه های خدا را در این سرزمین سوزاندند.
ملاقاتگاه های خداوند یه حقیقت
کنیست است.
ملاقاتگاه های خداوند.
Yeah, this was a legitimate thing.
در حقیقت یه جای خوبی بود که
خداوند در اونو داشتند. Jerusalem,
معبد مقدس رو داشتند.
Where people would go several times a year.
بود و مردم چندین بار در سال می‌رفتن به اونجا سر
می‌زدن.
بعد مکان‌های محلی پرستش داشتن.
Where they came together, where the scriptures were expounded.
جایی که کتاب مقدس رو باز می‌کردن و اونجا مطالعه می‌کردن.
That's a good thing.
و یک پیام خوشه.
So this centurion was looking on actually built a house of worship for the Jews.
و در حقیقت این افسر رومی برای یهودی‌ها در حقیقت یک خانه پرستش ساخته بود.
He gave them a place where the scriptures could be taught.
جایی رو ساخته بود که درس کلام خداوند داده بشه.
Yeah, of course, so Jesus going to synagogues.
عیسی رو می‌بینیم که به کلیسه میره.
His ministry started there.
خدمتش در اونجا آغاز میشه.
And he read these verses and said, "Hey, this is fulfilled your ears today."
و میگه اون تکمیل شده و اونجایی که هستین تکمیل شده.
He spoke in synagogues and even performed miracles.
در کلیسه‌ها صحبت کرد و معجزه کرد.
But that went downhill.
اما خیلی سریع سرپایینی رفت.
Because if you start reading further, you will see that synagogues are related to persecution of the Christians later on.
و می‌بینیم که کنیسه‌ها در شروع می‌کنن مسیحی‌ها رو شکنجه دادن درونشون.
And today, if we hear the synagogue, term synagogue being mentioned,
و وقتی کلمه کنیسه امروز استفاده میشه,
it is actually a place of worship of a false religion named Judaism.
و جایی هست که مکان پرستش مذهب دروغی یهودی‌گرایی امروز.
Some will think, how can you say that Judaism is a false religion?
چرا می‌تونی بگی یهودیا مذهب دروغی هستن؟
Very simple.
خیلی ساده.
They do not have Jesus.
اونا عیسی رو ندارن.
They have not believed on the record that God has given of his son.
اون رکورد و اون چیزی رو که خداوند نشون داده بود
اون پسرش رو قبول نکردن. They worship the same God.
بعضی میگن همون خدا رو پرستش میکنن.
It's the God of the Old Testament.
خدای عهد عتیق رو پرستش میکنن.
Answer, no, they don't worship the same God.
حتی خدای عهد عتیق رو هم
They do not have God the Father.
خدای پدر رو هم ندارن.
Go to 1 John 2:23.
اول یوحنا 2:23.
Whosoever denied the son, the same had not the father, but he that acknowledged the son had the father also.
صفحه 383. کسی که پسر را انکار کند پدر را هم ندارد و کسی که اعتراف به پسر نماید پدر را نیز دارد.
So can you have God the Father without the Son?
آیا خدای پدر را بدون پسر میتونی داشته باشی؟ جواب اینه که نه.
Those who are in Judaism
اونایی که در یهودی هستن امروز
are just as much heading to hell as those from a Catholic church
or
those who are Muslim or those who are Buddhist.
یا اونایی که بودا هستن.
They do not have the Son.
پسر رو ندارن.
They do not believe the gospel that can save them.
انجیل رو که میتونه نجاتشون بده ندارن.
Now look at the last two mentions of the word synagogue in the Bible.
در دو تا از آخرین
And they're actually in the book of Revelation.
در مورد کنیسه صحبت میکنه در کتاب مکاشفه.
And it's not a positive mention.
و یک اشاره مثبتی نیست از این.
Revelation 2 verse 9.
مکاشفه فصل 2 آیه 9.
And these are the contacts are letters to churches, seven letters to seven churches. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
اعمال و سختی ها و فقر تو را می دانم، اما ثروتمند هستی و کفر آنانی را که خود را یهود می گویند و نیستند، بلکه از کنیسه شیطان.
Yeah, notice the term synagogue of Satan instead of synagogue of God.
شیطان به جای اینکه بگن کنیسه خدا.
You find the same in Revelation 3:9.
مکاشفه 3:9 هم همینجوری نام برده شده.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
اینک می‌دهم آنانی را از کنیسه شیطان که خود را یهود می‌نامند و نیستند. بلکه دروغ میگویند اینک ایشان را مجبور خواهم نمود که بیایند و پیش پاهای تو سجده کنند و بدانند که من تو را محبت نمودم.
Yeah, now you might say, oh, this is not talking about real Jews. It's talking about people who say they're Jews and are not.
Now,
answer me this. Which religion here on earth uses synagogues?
کدوم مذهب الان کنیسه استفاده میکنه؟ اسم کلمه کنیسه.
Judaism is the only one.
تنها کسی است که نام کنیسه رو گذاشته.
And who is out there claiming they are Jews?
و کی اونجا هستن که میگن یهودیان؟
It will be those who claim to be physical descendants from the 12 tribes of Israel.
جسمانی از 12 تا قوم اسرائیل.
Go to Romans 2.
رومیان فصل 2.
Romans 2 28 and 29 and see
28,
Romans 2, 28 and 29, and see what the Bible says. What the Bible says about Jews.
28, 29.
Yeah, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly; neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man but of God.
زیرا یهودی آن نیست که در ظاهر است، و آنچه در ظاهر در جسم است، خطا نیست. بلکه یهودی آن است که در باطن باشد، خطه آن که قلبی باشد، در روح نه در حرف، تحسین آن نه از انسان بلکه از خداست.
Who is not a Jew?
کی یهودی است؟
One that is one outwardly.
اونی که
In the flesh.
در ظاهر،
physically.
در جسم یهودی است.
Your genetics do not matter.
ژن شما مهم نیست که از کجاست.
Who is called a Jew here?
کی یهودی واقعی است؟
One that is one inwardly.
اون که از درون
spiritually wise, circumcised of the heart.
از قلبش ختنه شده.
Guess who that is?
کی از قلبش ختنه میشه؟
That is you if you're in Christ.
اگه در مسیح هستی شما هستید.
You are part of God's people today if you are in Christ.
شما از قوم خداوند هستید اگر امروز در مسیح هستید.
You are spiritually a Jew.
شما از لحاظ روحانی یهودی
هستید. We don't go around saying that.
نمیریم بگیم ما یهودی هستیم. ما میگیم مسیحی هستیم.
But we form as all the believers together,
اما همه ایمانداران از
spiritual nation of Israel.
نسل یهوه هستیم.
Consisting of those who are inwardly a Jew, circumcised of the heart.
از لحاظ قلبی ختنه شدیم.
If you believe today that the Jews, the physical nation,
are God's people today, قوم خداوندن امروز.
You have been brainwashed. Because that is not what the Bible teaches.
چون کتاب مقدس این درس رو نمیده.
And you need to do a study on this topic.
و در موردش باید بیشتر مطالعه کنید.
And I suggest you start in Galatians.
میگم از غلاطیان شروع کنید.
Specifically chapter 3 and 4.
مثلا فصل 3 و 4 غلاطیان.
Because it actually gives you a story there to help you understand.
داستانی رو بهتون تعریف میکنه که درک کنید که چگونه است.
It's a story about
داستانی است در مورد
about the children of the bondwoman Hagar.
داستان از
which is referring to the physical nation of Israel.
که در حقیقت اون از لحاظ جسم
And then you have the children of the free woman,
و فرزند اون زن آزاد,
referring to those who are in Christ.
به اونهایی گفته میشه که
those
در مسیح
are born after the Spirit.
و از روح متولد شدن و
those who have the promise.
اونهایی هستن که قول خداوند رو دارند.
If you are
اگر
in Christ,
در مسیح
then
هستید امروز,
Abraham's seed.
شما از نسل ابراهیم هستید.
And the children of the bondwoman will not even inherit with the children of the free
و فرزندان اون کنیز هیچ وقت با فرزندان اون زن آزاد همخونه
نخواهد شد.
یهودی ها امروز مسیح رو رد
میکنند
و در موردش کفر میگن.
Yeah, I've mentioned these things before, but
اینا رو قبلا بهتون گفتم و بازم بهتون تکرار
میکنم. Because we have Judaizers in this city
who are active among Iranians and Afghans. و در میان ایرانی ها و افغانی ها خیلی فعالیت میکنند. دارن تلاش میکنند که
Old Testament law keeping the Old Testament feast and their false teachers.
و عیدهای عهد عتیق نگه دارن.
Is there a hope for the physical Jews?
آیا امیدی هست که برای یهودی جسمانی هم نجات پیدا کنند؟
And that hope is in Christ.
بله، امید هست و امیدش فقط در مسیح.
Unfortunately, not many get saved.
متاسفانه خیلیاشون نجات پیدا نمی‌کنند.
Because most people will tell them, "Oh, you're going to heaven anyway because you're a physical descendant."
چون از نسل ابراهیم هستین، همتون وارد بهشت میشین.
That's nonsense. Only through Jesus Christ.
دروغه و فقط از طریق ایمان به مسیح میتونی وارد قوم خداوند
بشی. People say, "Oh, you'll hate the Jews."
بعضیا میگن شما از یهودی
متنفرید. I actually love the Jews because I will share the gospel with them.
بلکه عاشقشونم و برای همین میخوام انجیل عیسی مسیح رو درست بشنوم و بهش
شما بگم. After they are saved.
چون بعد از اینکه نجات پیدا کنند اون موقع نام مسیح رو خواهند داشت و اون موقع نجات خواهند داشت.
بگردیم
به اون رومی نگاه کنیم که کنیسه‌ای برای یهودیا ساخت.
He's a great man.
مرد خیلی بزرگی بود.
We're going to learn lessons from him. Start reading in Luke 7, verses 1 and 2. Now, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die.
و چون همه سخنان خود را در حضور مردم به اتمام رسانید وارد کفرناهم شد و یک یوزباشی را غلامی که عزیز او بود مریض و نزدیک به مرگ بود.
Yeah, so there's the servant of a centurion.
He's really sick. که در حقیقت اون در یوزباش که خیلی مریض بود.
Yeah, and I want you to notice that it says that this servant was dear unto him.
میگه اون عزیز بوده براش. غلامی که عزیز بوده براش مهم بوده که اون غلامش عزیز بوده. قلبش مهربون بوده نسبت به غلامش. عاشق غلامش بوده.
No, he didn't say, let's just give me another one.
نگفته که بذار بمیره یه غلام دیگه به هم بده
خداوند. No, he put value, he had
value. ارزش داشت روی زندگی همون غلامش.
And the first thing we can learn from the centurion is that he values other people.
یاد بگیریم از این یوزباش که زندگیه این فرد افراد حتی زیر دستش هم براش ارزش داشته. اگر میخوای زندگیت آدم خوبی باشی اول کسی که زیر دستت ارزش بذار.
We should not look at other people as if they are disposable.
کمتر از خودت نبین که اونها رو یه بار مصرف تلقی کنی.
At the end of your life, some people to look back on your life like, oh, we're thankful for you, for
میخوای بقیه برگردن به زندگیت بگن سپاسگزاری برای این فرد. آدم خیلی خوبی بوده.
I was blessed knowing him or her.
خدا رو برکت داشتم که شناختمش.
پس
اگر میخوای به آخر زندگی اینجوری باشه اولین کسی باید باشی که به زندگی دیگران ارزش بذاری و برای اونها اهمیت بدی.
Your life should not only be about you.
زندگیشون فقط در مورد خودشون نه خودت نباشه.
About your situation.
در مورد شرایط خودت نباشه. در مورد مشکلات خودت نباشه.
We should value others. Yeah.
به دیگران اهمیت بده. و اهمیت بده به زندگی دیگران.
Yeah, Jesus had compassion for others.
Go to Matthew 9:36.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Yeah, and you'll see this over and over again. Jesus had compassion. Jesus cared.
Jesus valued other people.
Yeah. His whole ministry was about others. Go to Mark 10. Mark 10:42-45. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and that the great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it be, not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
عیسی ایشان را خوانده به ایشان گفت میدانید آنانی که حاکمان امتها شمرده میشوند در ایشان ریاست میکنند و بزرگانشان بر ایشان مسلطند اما در میان شما چنین نخواهد بود بلکه هر که خواهد در میان شما بزرگ شود خادم شما باشد و هر که خواهد مقدم بر شما شود غلام همه باشد.
Yeah, those who in the world will abuse their power, they will oppress,
yeah,
they will use their power to benefit themselves.
Yeah.
So they are served. But what makes a great leader in the eyes of God?
خوب در نگاه خداوند چه رهبری
is the one who serves others.
اون کسی که دیگران خدمت
میکنه. That is the one who is called great.
اون کسی که رهبری بزرگه.
Is the one who has compassion towards others.
اون کسی است که دلسوز نسبت به دیگران.
Yeah, it is the one who serves others.
اون کسی است که به دیگران خدمت میکنه.
And of course, the ultimate example of that would be Jesus Christ.
خود عیسی مسیح
بود. Who gave his life a ransom for many.
زندگیش رو داد برای قربانی خیلی.
Yeah, you want to be great. You want to have an impact.
میخواین آدم بزرگی باشید. میخواین تاثیر بزرگی رو زندگی دیگران بذارین. آیا میخواین در اطرافیانتون تاثیر بذارین؟
Then value others.
پس ارزش بذارین برای دیگران. همدیگر رو محبت کنین. به همدیگه دلسوزی داشته باشید.
And as leader, be a servant of all.
به عنوان رهبران خادم
servant leadership.
و اون خدمت رهبریت با خدمت رو انجام یاد بگیرید.
Often people think that servant leadership equals the leader doing all the things.
خدمتکاری یعنی کسی که اون رهبر همه کارا رو خودش بکنه.
But that is not servant leadership.
این رهبریت خدمتکاری
نیست. The husband is to be the servant leader of the home.
شوهر باید خدمت رهبر خدمتکار خونه باشه.
It doesn't mean that he does now do all the jobs that his wife is supposed to do.
همه کارهایی که خانمش قرار انجام بده رو شوهرش انجام بده.
And mothers, your lead to your children.
باید
it doesn't mean that you are doing all the chores that your children are supposed to do.
بچه‌هاتون رو رهبری کنین. به این معنی نیست که کارهایی که بچه‌هاتون باید انجام بدن شما انجام بدین.
It means you are leading for the benefit of others.
با خدمتکاری یعنی خدمت می‌کنی به دیگران، کاری می‌کنی برای برکت دیگران. و وقتی داری تصمیمی می‌گیری و برنامه‌ریزی می‌کنی به فکر دیگران هستی.
Go back to Luke 7 and read verse 3. برگردیم
آیه 3 رو بخونیم.
And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. Yeah, so what's happening here?
Yeah,
we have a Roman centurion, a man that has status and influence, a leader, and now when his servant is sick, he's using this status, this influence, to move things around for the benefit of his servant. Yeah, he doesn't want to go to Jesus himself, and later on we see why.
But
he uses his influence to send elders of the Jews,
yeah,
to ask Jesus on his behalf to heal a servant.
اونا بگن به جای خودش به عیسی مسیح که خادمش رو شفا بده.
Now that's what the servant leader does.
کسی که رهبر خادمی هست این کارو میکنه.
Now the servant leader uses his influence, his resources, his power.
از آشنایی‌هاش، رابطه‌هاش استفاده میکنه.
The connections he has to help others.
تصمیماتی که داره استفاده میکنه برای کمک کردن به دیگران.
Yeah, they don't only value other people.
فقط نه اینکه ارزش بذاره به زندگی دیگران.
They also add value to other people.
بلکه ارزششون اضافه میکنه به زندگی دیگران.
They don't only care about people.
نه تنها محبت میکنه به دیگران.
They also try to help people and
make them better. تلاش میکنه که کمکشون کنه که اونها بهتر بشن.
Look what happens if the leader when the leaders go to Jesus.
ببینید چه اتفاقی میفته وقتی اون رهبران مشایخ میرن به سمت عیسی مسیح آیه 4 و 5.
And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loved our nation and he had built us a synagogue.
ایشان نزد عیسی آمده به اصرار نزد او التماس کرده گفتند شایسته است که این احسان را برایش به جا آوری زیرا قوم ما را دوست می‌دارد و خود برای ما کنیسه را ساخت.
So they go to Jesus and plead with Jesus
to
heal the servant of this Roman centurion. And they say, like, please do this for him because this guy is worthy.
Yeah,
he deserves that you do this for him.
He
loves our nation. And he has built us a synagogue. He has invested in our community
by
building a house of God where we can come together, where we can have fellowship, can share the word of God, where we can speak about the word of God. And this is a great way to use your influence, your power, your abilities when you invest them in the things of God.
Yeah,
invest in his local church. To advance the work of God.
Yeah.
God primarily works through the local church.
Yeah,
that's the vehicle that he has given.
He
wants to make a great impact in the lives of people. Take the word of God and use it to minister to others. Yeah, the saved and the unsaved. The saved and the unsaved. And I'm not against humanitarian aid, helping others with physical needs.
But
the focus should be on meeting spiritual needs.
Yeah,
so this Roman centurion
was a servant leader.
He valued others.
ارزش گذاشت به دیگران
value to them.
و برای به روی اونها ارزش بزرگتری رو
اضافه position, his ability,
از مقامش از اون قدرتی که داشت استفاده میکنه
his resources to serve others.
اون چیزی که در دستش داشت
Now, let me
استفاده
ask
میکنه
me, ask you,
که خدمت کنه به دیگرانی که
What about
دستش
you?
هستن شما چی؟
How do you serve others in your life?
شما چی جوری خدمت میکنید
What did you do this week?
این هفته چی کار کردید؟
Where is your life about? Are you adding value to other people?
ارزشی رو به زندگی دیگران اضافه میکنه.
Are you using your position, your resources, your ability,
قدرتت رو استفاده
میکنی؟ Skills you have to serve others.
صفات‌ها و اون خلاقیت‌هایی که داری، هنرهایی که داری رو استفاده میکنی برای خدمت کردن به دیگران؟
What do you do on a weekly basis?
تو کل هفته
that's influencing, impacting,
helping other people. تأثیر بذاره و به دیگران کمک کنه.
But I'm a Christian.
من مسیحیم.
Okay, that's great. But what do you do?
اما چیکار میکنی؟
Yeah, what do you actually do to benefit others?
To care for others.
Because it says, he that is greatest is the servant of all. Yeah, what can we learn from this centurion? What made him a great man?
He values
others. He cares for others. And we see that he was a servant leader.
He's
leading for the benefit of others.
Using what he has.
To benefit
استفاده others. میکنه باعث برکت دیگران بشه.
Go to the book of Nehemiah.
کتاب نهیمیا رو باز کنید.
Was a great leader.
یه رهبر خیلی بزرگی بود نهیمیا.
Yeah, he was the cup bearer of the king.
در حقیقت اون ساقی شاه بوده در حقیقت.
Yeah, he had a certain position.
یه مقامی داشته تو کاخ.
Yeah, and he used that position.
و از اون مقامش استفاده
میکنه. He used that influence.
از اون قدرتی که داره استفاده
میکنه. To benefit his people.
که به قوم خودش خدمت کنه و برکت بیاره.
We know that ended up in the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple.
و باعث بازسازی اورشلیم و معبد خداوند شد.
I want you to hear the effect of what his actions actually had.
ببینیم که
Go to Nehemiah chapter 2.
چه تأثیری گذاشت.
Yeah, so Nehemiah used his influence, his position.
نهیمیا از اون جایی که خداوند قرار داده بود از موقعیتش از مقامش استفاده کرد و ببینیم به چه نتیجه ای رسید.
Yeah, we know that he things were rebuilt.
می‌دونیم که خیلی چیزا
ساخته شد. But listen to what it says in Nehemiah 2:10.
اما 2:10 نهیمیا چی میگه بهمون؟
When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
اما چون سنبلت خرونی و توبیا صاحب منصب امونی این را شنیدند، ایشان را بسیار ناپسند آمد که کسی در طلب رفاه بنی اسرائیل آمده است.
Yeah, there were wicked people
بدی
that were hearing about a man named Nehemiah, and it grieved them exceedingly.
They were really upset
because there was somebody who was seeking the welfare of the children of
Israel.
Now, translate that to today. The wicked people of this world, they should be extremely grieved when they hear about a man or a woman who will use his or her abilities, influence, resources, to bring good to their community, to seek the welfare of God's people,
seek
to impact the lives of others
with the things of God.
What are you doing, Big Babik?
این هر هفته تو زندگیتون چیکار می‌کنید؟
How are you impacting the life of
others? شما چه جوری دارین تو زندگی دیگران تاثیر می‌ذارید؟
Are you using what is given by God to you
for His glory? آنچه که خداوند دستاتتون داده و در کنارتون گذاشته برای جلال خداوند استفاده می‌کنید یا نه؟